This is WBFO, your NPR station. It's 9:35. Good morning. I'm Mark Scott. Imagine if an actor from one of your favorite movies sent you a personal message to celebrate your birthday. Well, a Lancaster woman doesn't have to imagine it. She experienced it yesterday. Mary Lou of Charzyk received a video yesterday from singer-actor Ted Neely, who was critically acclaimed for his portrayal as Jesus in the 1973 film version of Jesus Christ Superstar. Mary Lou joins us on the phone this morning to talk about how all this came about. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, Mark. Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
Well, in the interest of full disclosure, Mary Lou is a friend. We met 7 years ago in a group cycling class she led at the YMCA. So on Facebook last night, I saw Mary Lou's video. How did this come about? Who did this for you?
It was my three sons got wind of it from my sister that Ted Neely does these special messages. So with it being my birthday, my three sons reached out and sent the message to Ted and created their message, and Ted responded with a beautiful message.
Now, I understand you watch Jesus Christ Superstar every Easter.
Oh, gosh, every Easter. Since my youth, that's what we did. Five girls in my family, and Irish-Italian Catholic family, and that's what we did, especially on Good Friday between 12 and 3. Nothing else we could do. The only thing that was allowed was to listen to Jesus Christ Superstar if we chose to, and of course we did. So every season, every year, for all these years, Ted Neely comes into my house.
Well, let's hear a part of his message to you.
He said, "Mom loves Jesus Christ Superstar and plays the soundtrack and watches the movie every Easter season." Well, that just thrills me to the maximum, because it's folks like you that keep the interest alive for this loving film, and I cannot thank you enough.
And then he sang Happy Birthday.
Happy birthday, dear Mary Lou. Happy birthday to you.
So as you watched it, what's going through your mind? How were you reacting?
Oh, God, Mark, I was just, well, first when I saw it, I was thinking he was, like, it was live. And the first thing I'm thinking is, oh, my gosh, I don't have my makeup on. And then my mouth was just open. Nothing was coming out. I was just, like, in pure delight. I was just enjoying every single second. Like, my mouth was just open. I was speechless, which never happens. And I was just watching it with just pure joy.
Now, does this mean even more to you this year because of the uncertainty? We're all cooped up in our homes, so this had to be really special.
It was incredibly special, incredibly special. I had just noted on my Facebook post that during this time of reflection, people just expect, you know, when it's your birthday, you just expect, you have high expectations when it's your birthday, you know? I feel like naturally you do. But this year, I didn't have any expectations. It was just like, I told my boys, I'll be great with playing a board game with you. Let's play Scrabble. I just didn't have any expectations. I was completely content with just having my family, love, my good health, and I didn't need anything else. I didn't need anything else. So it was just great. It was just great. Yeah, this whole quarantine season just makes you reflect on so many different levels and what we need and what we have. And it's just been very eye-opening, personally, in so many ways for me.
Mary Lou of Charzyk of Lancaster, thanks for sharing your very special birthday experience.
Oh, Mark, you're very, very welcome. It was my absolute pleasure. Absolute pleasure.